The student union is officially pushing for the 24-hour campus initiative, which would mean keeping the library, the main study hall, and at least one cafeteria open around the clock. During finals week, the current midnight closing time is causing a massive bottleneck. Students are cramming into unsafe, off-campus 24-hour cafes just to find a desk and a Wi-Fi connection.
I have to speak for the administrative and faculty side here. The overhead for that is enormous. We're talking about triple shifting security personnel, janitorial staff, and electricity costs that would likely lead to a tuition hike next year. There's also the well-being argument. Is the university indirectly encouraging unhealthy sleep deprivation by keeping the lights on all night? We should be encouraging better time management, not all-nighters.
It's not about encouraging all-nighters. It's about acknowledging the reality that many of our graduate students have day jobs or families. Nighttime is the only window they have for deep research. Forcing them off campus at midnight is an accessibility issue, plain and simple.
What if we implemented a tiered access model? We don't need to keep the entire campus running. We could restrict the 24-hour access to a single, high-security wing of the library that uses automated turnstiles and keycard entry. This minimizes the need for extra staffing and keeps the energy footprint low. As for the cafeteria, we could replace the staffed counter with high-quality automated vending options during the graveyard shift.
A restricted access wing would definitely bring the utility costs down to a manageable level. If we can prove that the security can be handled via key cards and existing CCTV, the budget might actually allow for it.
That's a reasonable compromise. It provides a safe, quiet space for those who genuinely need the late hours without the massive overhead of a fully operational campus. I think the student body would be very happy with a dedicated 24-hour hub.